He said, you're sending me to the people. And what if they ask me, who's sending you? What will I tell them? What's your name? And he said, tell them, I am. I am that I am. I am sending him to you. Yahweh means I am. And that's the name of God. Now, we're going through the I am statements. And so we're on I am the way, the truth, and the life. This was last week. Do you remember it? It's written right here. Some of you can read it. Well, that's not today's. Today's is, I had to look it up, sorry. Qallahu Yasua anahol tariq wal haq wal haya laysa ahadan ya'ti ila al-ab ila bi. Which is what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Now, if we look at John 14, this is his first verse. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Now, that's a present imperative. It can be simple like that, or it can be progressive. Stop being troubled in your heart. You're trusting in God. Keep trusting in God. Keep trusting in me. They were troubled. They were very troubled. This is the Passover meal, their last night with Jesus. They don't know it's the last night, but he's telling them. It's the Passover meal with Jesus. We call it the Last Supper. And they're very upset. Why were they upset? First of all, what did he do at that supper that was very strange? He washed their feet. And they were so embarrassed by that. The servant is supposed to wash their feet. And there wasn't a servant there, and none of them served each other. None of them would wash each other's feet. Instead, the Lord washes their feet. Remember what Peter said? Lord, you can't wash my feet. You're not going to wash my feet, are you? That'll never happen. He said, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. Well, then not just my feet, my head and my hands also. No, you've had a bath, figuratively. You just need, after you take a bath and walk to someone's house through the dusty streets, what do they need washed? Just their feet. So they were upset by that. They were still embarrassed. And then he said, one of you will betray me. So that'll be arrested and killed. What? One of us? They didn't know who it was. They couldn't believe it. How could one of them betray them? And then he said, I'm going away. Can you bring that back? Thank you. Thank you, guys. Jesus said, I'm going away soon. And where I'm going, you can't come now. Peter said, well, why can't I come with you? I'm ready to die for you. He said, I'm going to a place where you could not come. And then when Peter said that, he said, Peter, are you really going to die for me? Because you're actually going to deny me before morning three times, before the cock crows, before sunrise. They were so upset. But then Jesus says, you know what? It's actually good for you that I'm going away. How could it be good for them that Jesus goes away? That's the question that we're going to ask, and we're going to answer that. But first, I'll read the first verse, you read the second verse. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. So he says, there's many rooms in my Father's house. I used to think he was going there to get the rooms ready, like a maid. Or maybe to add on, you know, do renovate and add some more rooms on. But these are two different words. One, and in some places it says dwelling places and I'm a place for you. But these are two different words. The rooms are ready. He doesn't have to get them ready. What does he have to get ready? He said, you don't have a place. You don't have a place. Is there a place in heaven for sinners? Is there a place in heaven for lawbreakers? No. Not until Christ makes a place. How does Christ make a place for sinners? By his substitutionary death, his sacrifice on the cross. He has to make a place for sinners, and then there's place for them. The rooms are ready, but you need your name on the guest list. You have to be invited. You have to be on the guest list. And the people on the guest list are those who have put their faith in Christ. That's how you get there. So the rooms are ready. He needs to get it ready so that we can go there, so that we can qualify to go there. And this is what he says. So let's read again. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am also. You know the way to the place where I'm going. This is funny. He says this a couple times. You know, and they go, we don't know. You know where I'm going, and you know the way, and you know the counselor. We don't know. He says, you know where, the way. Like where? Where are we going? Where are you going, and what's the way? And so let's read some more. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? This is a memory verse. The way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. So where is he going? To the Father. He's going to the Father, right? What's the way? Jesus is the way. It's the cross of Christ. That's the way. Jesus is going, he's providing a way. He is the provision. He is the way. So let's say this again so we can memorize it. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So let's consider these words, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way to the Father. There's no other way to the Father. You can't say, I don't want the Son, I just want the Father. No, their names define each other. The Son and the Father, if there's no Son, there's no Father. They're together. And who is God? Remember, he's the I Am. God, before anything existed, before there was any creation, before a sun, moon, stars, planets, before anything on this earth, any mountains, rivers, there's God. And God created everything. He's the creator. And so he is the base of reality. He is the truth. But he's also life, because he said, I am. I exist. I'm alive. And so he is the source of life. From him, we have life. Everything is created from him and has our life from him. So he is the life. And so to be alive means you have to be connected to God. Now, all of us are alive. All the people on earth are alive. But some people are only alive physically. They're only alive in their bodies. Their bodies are alive. Their heart's pumping. Their blood circulating, their brain's working, their hands and feet are moving, but they're not alive spiritually. Why? Because to be alive spiritually, you have to be connected to God, have a spiritual connection to God. And so being connected to God, that's what life is all about. And so what is Jesus? Jesus is the true way, the only way to be connected to God. So that makes Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to be connected to God. Let's read it some more. And he says, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. So I told you, he said, you know. And they say, we don't know. You've seen him. We haven't seen him. Do you know any superheroes' identity? They have a secret identity, right? Who's Batman's? What's his? Bruce Wayne. Oh, you can even see it up there, can't you? And Iron Man. What? Tony Stark. Oh, you guys are good. All right. How about Spider-Man? Peter Parker. Didn't he pick a peck of? No, that was somebody else. And Superman. Clark Kent. What about God? What's his secret identity? Can you imagine Tony Stark saying, if you've seen me, you've seen Iron Man. I am Iron Man. In fact, he said that, right? Or Clark Kent saying, if you've seen me, you've seen Superman. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, there's a difference between these guys, right? Let's start at the top. Batman. Does he have superpowers? No. He just has good gadgets, right? And he's worked out. He's got, you know, martial arts skills and stuff. What about Iron Man? Has he got superpowers? No. More technology, but his suit gives him power, right? But he's still human. What about Peter Parker? He was born human, but something happened to him, so now he's more than human, right? And so if he's pretending to be Peter Parker, he has to pretend that he's weaker than he really is, because Spider-Man has, super strength. What about Superman? He looks like an earthling. Is he an earthling? No. He looks like a human. Is he a human? No. He has to pretend. He's not really, okay? Now, what about Jesus Christ? Is he human? Really human? Or just looks human? Really human, truly human. Is he also God? Yes. Part God? Half God? All right. Truly man, truly God. Now, there's something else that's different between Jesus and the rest of them. What's that? He's real. How many believe that Jesus Christ is real? How many believe some of the other guys are real? No. And you know what? The world can say, you believe that, you're weird. You're strange. Bill Maher will make fun of you. But some people think these other guys are real. They're not. But Jesus Christ is real. Now, if one of those guys were real and you knew them, would you be impressed? Wouldn't you be tempted to tell people, I know who Batman really is. He's a friend of mine. You'd want to say it, but they're not. But we have Jesus Christ and he's real. It's amazing. So let's read again. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. Now, is that a little bit hard to believe? He said, you will do these things too, because I'm going to the Father. And he's going to send the Spirit. But this is one of the reasons. I'm going to the Father, and so he says, this is what you can do. Ask anything in my name, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son of Man may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Do you understand the tremendous power, he says, that's there? Because you belong to me, you can ask me stuff, and I will do stuff for you. Why? Because you belong to me. I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, you're in me, and I'm in you. Ask me things. Things that will bring glory to the Father. That's a lot of power. If you love me, you will obey what I command. 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him. Here he goes again. You know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Now that's an interesting word, orphan. What happens so that someone becomes an orphan? Your parents die. And when your parents die, your father, your mother, you know, everyone's the last one to die, you're an orphan. And he said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. Well, I'm going to leave you as orphans for 3 days. But then I'm going to come back. You see, after I die, you'll be orphans, but I'm coming back again, back to life and back to you. Let's read these are the last two verses we'll read. Before long, the world will not see me any longer, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. That's an amazing promise. So, why is it good that Jesus goes away? That was our question. Why is it good that Jesus goes away? What did we just learn? What did we just read? He says, he'll prepare a place for us in the Father's house. Heaven is eternal life, but it's eternal life with God. Do you remember Psalm 23, how it ends? Some people get nervous about Psalm 23 because the only time they hear it is at funerals. But Psalm 23 is a beautiful psalm. It says, the Lord's my shepherd. I will not lack anything. He leads me beside quiet waters into pastures where I can thrive. And even in the presence of my enemies, he prepares a table for me. He anoints my head with oil. He says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have a personal relationship with God. That's what it's all about. David looked forward to that, and Jesus makes it possible. He says, I'm preparing a place in the Father's house. If you're a follower of Christ, you are in the Father's family. You're a child of God. If you're not a child of God, there's no place in the Father's house for you. He's making a place for us by making us the children of God. And he says, if I go and prepare a place, I'm going to come back to get you and take you there. So you'll be there forever. So that's one of the reasons it's good that Jesus goes away. It's good that he goes to the cross to make a way for us. And then he says, yes, I am the only way to the Father and the only way to life. And then he says, seeing me and knowing me is to see and know the Father. That's our connection. That's our revelation. Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in him. And we will understand that after Jesus goes away and sends his Spirit. He says, the believers, you will do even greater works by the Spirit. How? How is it greater? While Jesus was on the earth, he was limited to one body, and that body can be in one place at one time, right? What about your body? Oh, same thing, right? You can be in one place at one time. How many are here today? Or how many of the bodies are here and your mind somewhere else? All right. You're one place at one time. So how is that greater? Because now Christ can be in us, and we're all here together in one place, but we can leave and go to different places. In fact, all over the world there are followers of Christ, and he's in them. And they can ask him to do things that are in the Father's will, and he'll do them. And that the Spirit is in us working to change us and also to do the work of God. So Christ can be everywhere. What's one of the names of the church? The body of Christ. Christ is in us. He says he'll give us whatever we ask in his name. He'll send the Spirit to be with us for now and forever. And what does he say? He says, the Father and I will come and make our dwelling in you. The Spirit whom the Father sends in the name of Christ, there's the three names, Father, Son, and Spirit, comes in us. And who's in us? The Spirit. But he says, the Father's in us, and Jesus is in us. That's the mystery of the Trinity. God is in us. And then the last thing he says, the Father is greater than the Son. You should be glad. You should be glad that I'm leaving you, because the Father is greater than I. What does that mean, the Father is greater than I? Is the Father more divine than Jesus? Is he more deity than Jesus? No. The Son came to the earth, put on humanity, that he might be a servant. In just a few chapters, Jesus says, Father, glorify the Son with the glory I shared with you before creation. When Jesus goes to the Father, he regains his glory. He finishes the work of humiliation. He finishes the work on the cross. He finishes the work as the suffering servant. And it's for this reason that though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being in the form of God robbery, but he was made a servant. He became subject unto death, even the death of a criminal on a cross. And for this reason, the Father has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, everything in heaven and earth and under the earth, will bow the knee and confess with their tongue that Jesus Christ is what? Lord. And this, the Father is glorified in this. Jesus goes to the Father and he regains the glory. It's like someone said, the king sitting on his throne wearing his robes and his crown, and he takes off the robe and he takes off the crown and he wraps himself in the outfit of a servant. In fact, isn't that what Jesus did when he washed their feet? That's exactly what he did. It was a very graphic picture of what he is. So, what do we do? Let's continue trusting Jesus, trusting and believing him. And these words are connected to trust and believe. And so if we love him, what does he say we'll do? We will obey. Continue loving him and obeying him. Continue depending upon him and praying and expecting him to answer when we are praying in his will. He wants us to walk and live by the Spirit and to do his work. That's what God wants us to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful chapter. The chapter divisions are put there by men. It's all part of the time of the Lord Jesus with his disciples during that last night. But thank you for this, and thank you for the truth that's there, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for everyone here, Lord, that they would come to understand that and believe it and put their faith in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, to know that being connected to you, to have a relationship with you, that is what life is. And there's only one way to do that. And that is through Christ, through his cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And to have you inside of us, that's only through the Spirit of Christ coming in us, the Holy Spirit. We pray that if anyone's not sure of this, that they would talk to us. We can show them from the Scripture how to believe in you and put their faith in you. And for those of us who know you, may we continue to grow in knowing you. And the things that we know, that we actually know them and believe them and be more consistent in living by them. Help us, Lord, to do that. Help us to love you more and seek to do your will and please you, to obey you and do the works that you want done so that more people can join your family and have a place for them along with us, with you forever. We thank you and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.